In Gosport of late there a damsel did dwell, full wit and for beauty did many excel. A young man did court her to be his dear, and he by his trade was a ship carpenter. He said, O dear Molly, if you will agree, and will consent to marry me, my love you will ease me of sorrow and care, if you will but wed a ship carpenter. With blushes more charming than roses in June, she answered, Sweet William, to wed I'm too young. Young men are so fickle, I see very plain. If a maid is not coy, they will her disdain. They flatter and swear, their charms they adore, when gain their consent they care for no more. The handsomest creature that ever was born, when man has enjoyed he will hold in scorn. My charming Molly, what makes you say so? Thy beauty's the haven to which I would go. So into that country I chance for to steer, there will cast anchor and stay with my dear. I ne'er shall be cloyed with the charm of me love. My love is as true as the turtle dove. And all I crave is to wed with my dear. And when thou art mine, no danger I fear. The life of a virgin, sweet William, I prize. For marriage brings sorrows and troubles likewise. I am loath to venture, and therefore forbear, for I will not wed a ship carpenter. For in the time of war to the sea you must go, and leave wife and children in sorrow and woe. The seas they are perilous, therefore forbear, for I will not wed with a ship carpenter. But yet all in vain she his suit did deny, though he still did press her to make her comply. At length with his cunning he did her betray, to lewd desire he led her away. But when with child this young woman were, the tidings she instantly sent to her dear, and by the good heaven he swore to be true, saying, I will wed no other but you. They passed on till at length we hear, the king wants sailors to see he repairs, which grieved the damsel unto the heart, to think she so soon with a lover must part. She said, My dear William, ere thou goest to sea, remember the vows that thou madest to me. But if you forsake me, I never shall rest. Oh, why dost thou leave me with sorrow oppressed? Then with kind embraces to her he did say, I'll wed thee, dear Molly, ere I go away. And if tomorrow to me thou dost come, a license I'll buy, and it shall be done. So with kind embraces he parted that night. She went to meet him in the morning light. He said, Dear charmer, thou must go with me, before we are wedded a friend to see. He led her through valleys and groves so deep, at length this maiden began for to weep, saying, William, I fancy thou leadst me astray, on purpose my innocent life to betray. He said, That is true, and none you can save, for I all this night have been digging a grave. Poor innocent soul, when she heard him say so, her eyes like a fountain began for to flow. O perjured creature, the worst of all men, heavens reward thee when I'm dead and gone. O pity the infant and spare my life, let me go distressed if I'm not thy wife. Her hands white as lilies in sorrow she wrung, beseeching for mercy, saying, What have I done to you, my dear William? What makes you severe for to murder one that loves you so dear? and said, "Here's no time disputing to stand," and instantly taking the knife in his hand, he pierced her body till the blood it did flow, then into the grave her body did throw. He covered her body, then home he did run, leaving none but birds her death to mourn. On board the Bedford he entered straightway, which lay at Portsmouth outbound for the sea. For a carpenter's mate he was entered, we hear, fitted for his voyage away he did steer. But as in his cabin one night he did lie, the voice of his sweetheart he heard to cry, "O perjured villain, awake now and hear the voice of your love that loved you so dear. This ship out of Portsmouth never shall go till I am revenged for this overthrow." She afterward vanished with shrieks and cries. Flashes of lightning did dart from her eyes, which put the ship's crew into great fear. None saw the ghost, but the voice they did hear. Charles Stuart, a man of courage so bold, one night was going into the hold. A beautiful creature to him did appear, and she in her arms had a daughter most fair. The charms of this so glorious a face, being merry and drink, he goes to embrace. But to his surprise it vanished away, so he went to the captain without more delay, and told him the story, which when he did hear, the captain said, "Some of my men, I do fear, have done some murder, and if it be so, our ship in great danger to the sea must go." One at a time then his merry men all into his cabin he did straight call, and said, "My lads, the news I do hear doth much surprise me with sorrow and fear. This ghost which appeared in the dead of the night, which all my seamen so sadly did fright, I fear has been wronged by some of my crew, and therefore the person I fain would know." Then William, affrighted, did tremble with fear, and began by the powers above to swear he nothing at all of the matter did know, but as from the captain he went to go. Unto his surprise his true love did see, with that he immediately fell on his knee, and said, "Here's my true love, where shall I run? Oh, save me, or else I am surely undone." Now he the murder confessed out of hand, and said, "Before me my Molly doth stand. Sweet injured ghost, thy pardon I crave, and soon I will seek thee in the silent grave." No one but this wretch did see this sad sight. Then raving distracted he died in the night. As soon as her parents these tidings did hear, they sought for the body of their daughter dear. Near a place called Southampton, in a valley deep, the body was found, while many did weep at the fall of the damsel and her daughter dear. In Gosport Church they buried her there. I hope that this may be a warning to all young men, how innocent maids they enthrall. Young men, be constant and true to your love, then a blessing indeed will attend you above.